This is Dr. Educating on 123.13. Patient is Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, last name Kastner, C-A-S-T-N-E-R. Date of birth is 11-8-32. It's a new patient, no referring physician. Reason for visit, hearing, HPI, 80-year-old female. The reports a long history of sound sensitivity to noise period. This has been gradual and onset period. She finds that certain sounds are too loud for her, for example, stores, significant background noise, a period. She tends to prefer watching the television much softer than others, period. She also finds her husband snoring quite bothersome and uses a white noise machine at night, period. She feels that her hearing is very good, period. She has a nice tinnitus, period. She has tried using over-the-counter earplugs but finds them quite cumbersome to insert, period. She would like to see if there are other options for her, period. Past medical osteoporosis, IBS, past surgical hysterectomy, rotator cuff, family history, non-social history, no tobacco, one to two drinks per day, she's a teacher, allergies, clindamycin, amoxicillin, sustenir, and nystatin. Medication, levothyroid, amlodipine, centrum silver, vitamin D, baby aspirin, Lexapro, dicyclamine, PRN, clonazepam, PRN. Review systems, positive for occasional GI problems, occasional psychiatric problems. Physical exam, general colon, healthy appearing elderly female, no apparent distress period, voice is normal period, face is symmetric. Ears, bilateral ESCs are very collapsible and narrow, period. Sensing them open with the speculum, there's a fair amount of wax noted, and these were meticulously debrided, period. Underlying canals and TMs are normal, period. New paragraph, audiogram, bilateral mild sensory neural loss was slipping to a severe high-frequency loss, period. SRT of 35 bilaterally, period, 92% word formation on the right comma, 96% on the left. New paragraph, tympanometry, type A of bilaterally assessment, prosthesis, period, this does not really bother her at all, period. The sound sensitivity that she reports, not anything exaggerated, nor has she developed any compulsive habits towards it, period. I suspect that some of her limitations with using traditional earplugs is due to her diminished manual dexterity as well as the collapsed canals, which would make it difficult to insert earplugs, period, plans. One option is to fit her with custom plugs, period. She will first try buying pediatric-sized earplugs to see if this is helpful, period. She will return to see Erin, E-R-I-N, if she would like to get the custom plugs, period. At the end of CC, Dr. Luyando, L-U-Y-A-N-D-O.